Irma on the move.
Slicing its way up the state of Florida.
Leaving damage in its wake.
With toppled trees and down power lines.
And at Ground Zero, 9/11 is remembered again.
16 years doesn't soften it, doesn't make it go away.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor.
And I'm Steve Futterman in Naples, Florida, with the CBS World News Roundup. The Sunshine State this morning is both recovering and still dealing with Hurricane Irma. The once powerful Category 5 hurricane is now down to a tropical storm as it makes its way through Florida into Georgia. The southern part of Florida, from Key West to Miami to Tampa, is still trying to assess the damage. Some deaths are being reported. Around 6 million people are without power. Here in Naples, along the Gulf Coast, Irma made a direct hit. There were wind gusts of up to 140 miles an hour, along with torrential rain. These winds are just hard to describe. Much stronger than we had earlier today. But the big concern here, a possible giant storm surge of up to 15 feet, it never happened. There are areas that are flooded. Some structures were seriously damaged. Trees have been knocked over. But Naples is still standing this morning. Just off the coast from here in Naples, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is on Marco Island.
We were the first news crew allowed access to the island after the storm hit. Police telling us at several checkpoints if we were to move forward, we would be doing so at our own risk. So far, we've seen a lot of down power lines and fallen trees. We're in front of a hotel right now where you could probably hear this emergency siren going off. We're told that it sustained structural damage. Police officers actually had their cars parked outside this hotel, and we're told by them that those cars, several of them, were swept away by the surge.
Today, as Irma moves north, it's already hit the Jacksonville area. CBS News correspondent Jerika Duncan is on Atlantic Beach.
You can probably hear that the wind is definitely whipping up, and it's not just the wind. I also just got off the phone with the deputy city manager. He told me that he was able to survey this area for the first time. He said most of the roads are impassable. He said that power is out in most places. In fact, the communication center where they're located at City Hall is being operated by a generator. He also said that the police station in City Hall is experiencing flooding and some of the water is starting to come into their building right now. This is without a doubt the worst that we've seen it in Jacksonville. I heard someone say this morning who's from this area, I can only imagine what they must have been dealing with in Naples.
Let's now go to Tampa. CBS's David Begnow reports the reality is not as bad as the expectation.
The rain is blowing sideways in our face, but look, Tampa appears to have dodged a very big bullet. Let me tell you how it apparently happened. Instead of the storm tracking west, just riding that coast to western Florida, it moved inland as it got toward us. The winds weakened, but the storm picked up a little momentum. And what happened was if there's a good side of the storm to be on, and there is, it's the western side, that's the side that Tampa was on. So the winds were weaker here. It was the better side.
One of the worst places to be when Irma hit was the Florida Keys. Correspondent Elaine Quijano is there.
Neighbor's house is pretty much gone.
The eye of the storm landed in the middle of the Florida Keys with all of the fury of a Category 4 hurricane.
Holy s***.
Swelling waterways to an estimated 10 to 15 feet in some areas. The hardest hit areas will be between Big Coppet Key and Marathon, with the brunt focused on the island of Big Pine Key. Debris and a washout of the road have isolated Big Pine from the other keys.
I'm Cammie McCormick at the Pentagon. The U.S. military is sending a C-130 military plane to Key West International Airport this morning. Crews will conduct house-to-house searches to check on survivors. In addition, the Army has 6 aircraft, 500 trucks, and more than 80 generators for relief efforts. About 150 additional aircraft are on standby, along with 150 boats and 3,000 trucks.
As for Florida's largest city, Miami, it's ringing out from the effects of Irma.
I'm Peter King in Miami. We have a lot of downed trees and power lines here, and because of that, emergency officials are asking people just to stay home and not to go anywhere unless they absolutely need to. They are checking IDs in some of the beach areas and on some of the causeways. There's a fair amount of flooding in downtown Miami, South Miami-Dade County that's right along the water, and of course, beachside as well, as they wait for the water to recede.
And Jim, police responded last night to reports of looting both in Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Now Tropical Storm Irma is still on the move. It is still evolving. First ever tropical storm warning posted right now in Atlanta. And as recovery workers make it to isolated Caribbean islands, they are finding utter devastation and a mounting death toll. At least 24 people dead in those islands. It's September 11th, 9/11. Annual observations are underway at the Pentagon with President Trump.
The horror and anguish of that dark day were seared into our national memory forever.
In a Pennsylvania field with Vice President Pence and at Ground Zero in New York City.
Thomas M. Butler.
The names Patrick of nearly 3,000 victims Burns. Being read.
Timothy G. Burns.
Eight people dead in a home in Plano, Texas. First officer responding to reports of shots fired, shooting and killing the suspect. Plano Police Department officer David Tilley.
Never do I recall anything like this before at all. This just doesn't happen in our city.
No motive identified. Investigation is underway. UN Security Council may vote today to impose the toughest sanctions ever on North Korea. If approved, North Korea says it will make the United States pay a heavy price. Natural disaster on the Gulf Coast is almost always followed by a rise in gas prices, up 30 cents a gallon in 2 weeks. But from industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
We see wholesale prices from the futures market down to what dealers pay already beginning to tumble. So before too long, we may see pump prices begin to recede as well.
The death toll is still climbing in the aftermath of a powerful earthquake in Mexico. At least 90 fatalities. CBS's Adrian Bard reports from Mexico City.
Mexican authorities have been measuring the extent of the damage from Thursday's massive 8.1 earthquake, and it is staggering. About 2.5 million people were affected in two of Mexico's poorest states, Oaxaca and Chiapas. In Chiapas, 40,000 homes were completely destroyed. 900 schools were damaged. Children may not be able to go back to school anytime soon.
More than 900 aftershocks still rattling the area.
Miss North Dakota!
She was born in Bismarck, North Dakota. Kara Mund, she's the first contestant from that state to win the Miss America competition, crowned last night in Atlantic City. Kara is an Ivy League graduate, a national dance champion, and has been accepted into law school at Notre Dame. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, September 11th, 2017. With Steve Futterman, I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.